Blog Talk Radio.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say.
Consultant, but I kind of dropped that off a little. So anyway, I do have the ability to cross all barriers of medical and intuitive and psychic and mediumistic ability, and I love what I do. And the one job I rock so much is the radio, because I get to be with you all every day. And that to me means I get to reach more people, and more people get to know who I am also. And I would love you to call in and listen. I'd like you to like me on Blog Talk if you want to keep up with the shows. And I am on Facebook, Bonnie Mosenter Albers. I do readings, and I am also a life coach and do counseling on Skype, phone. And you can go to my website and see what else I do. And you can click the little box on contact and contact me and tell me what you want. My web page is www.bonniealbersonair.com. And please check it out. My latest shows are on there. So I would love you to listen. And if you missed part of the show and you don't want to log into Blog Talk to listen to the archive, it's right on my web page. Also, I am in LinkedIn. I do Twitter. And I love Facebook. Just leave me a message. And I will certainly answer when I can. If it's more than 24 hours, please put the message back on, because either I didn't see it or I didn't get to it. So hi, everyone. I hope your weekend was wonderful. We had a lot of holidays, big, heavy hitter holidays. So I know a lot of people were busy with family, with friends, with pets, with just coming to thinking about themselves and what they believe and what they know and tradition. So we're over all of that, which happy Passover, we're still in that. Happy Easter, because I know Canada celebrates Easter Monday. And anybody else who's celebrating anything, please have a fabulous and wonderful celebration. I love everyone. Difference makes the world go round, but peace, love, and happiness will save us all. So just to tell you what's coming up this week, and then we'll get into our juicy and meaty subject. This week, we've got me, and me today. And I love me because I get to talk to you personally. I get to tell you what's on my mind, and I get to hear what's on yours. I love metaphysical chatting, so get online and just tell me what you think. You want me to talk about something, ask me a question, let's chat. And then Tuesday, it's to be announced. I've got a few irons in the fire. You know, I'm just such a me personality. I'm a radio hog. So all of the time that I don't see, I put anybody on, I want to take you. So it's going to be me and a guest tomorrow. I am hoping it's Jerry Humphreys. I am waiting to hear from him. And also Wednesday, we've got, you know, Dr. Ron Cole. He is an astrologist, a doctor of astrology, and tarot. So I think we're on the 11th card and 12th card of the Major Arcana. He's going over the cards of the Major Arcana. At the end, he's going to show us on YouTube the spread that he does and how he uses it. It is so cool because he read for me and all. And he's also my astrologist. So he is. It's just amazing. I have never seen a spread like this, and it's really interesting, his read. So it covers everything from love, yourself, business, and what's to come. And I love that. So please join us. I'll let you know when that happens, and it will be posted on YouTube. If I can figure out how to get over 15 minutes of material on YouTube, I'm still at a quandary. So until then, although we have many Major Arcana cards to go, I have plenty of time to figure it out. Everybody, bringing up YouTube, I am on YouTube. My channel is Bonnie Albers on Air. Please go to it and subscribe to it. I try to put at least one a week up, and as soon as I figure out how to do over 15 minutes, you'll hear the whole show. You'll see me do it, and occasionally you will see guests on there. I did meet Gregory Scott, so he's on there. It's like a five-minute vid. We met in Lakeland. Gregory's from the UK. He put me on his, and I put him on mine. So we never knew each other personally, but he's been on the show a few times, and I just adore him. We Skype, and then he came to Florida, and I got to meet him. So that vid's on both of our sites, Gregory Scott and Bonnie Albers on Air. So you will see occasional people. Ron Cole, Dr. Ron Cole, lives around me, so he can come up and do some of these videos with me. And until I learn how to do, like, take pictures on Skype and put them up on YouTube, it will be fabulous. So anyway, the rest of the week looks like, and Wednesday at 2, the girls, the metaphysical girls, of course, me chatting again. So it's Annabelle Miller, Brenda Brand, and me. We are doing everything metaphysical, from psychic, mediumistic, intuitive, medical intuitive, and we'll be chatting with you, we'll be answering your questions, and we'll be just having fun. I think Annabelle is bringing her Archangel board that she just created. Annabelle Miller creates all kinds of psychic tools, and she is just amazing. Her daughter, who is Brenda Brand, is just as amazing, and she's a medical intuitive. I love both of them. They rock all the Claires, and we should have fun. On Thursday, woohoo! I knew you would want to see her back because she moved, and we have not been able to. We've both been playing phone catch, and now Leslie Journey is going to be back in the house as a guest on Thursday, and you remember Leslie. She is on a soul journey, I can tell you, because she moved to Arizona, and she is just raring to go and ready to talk to you all again. So Leslie's the one. She's intuitive. She's psychic. She's mediumistic. She gives names, dates, and she rocks anything you ask her. She will be here Thursday. Friday, it's Wrap Your Week Up with me. Yoo-hoo! Maybe I'll have a song for you. Where are my song guides? Because the last song that came in was with Mark Anthony last Saturday. So unless I had a couple and I just don't remember. But you know that when I get a song, I just have to hum it and sing it to you, even though I'm tone deaf. Except what we're going to talk about this morning is going to tell you what I think I'm coming back in my next life as. So I gave you the whole week, Wrap Your Week Up with me on Friday, and I am so excited. So I do want to say hello to everybody out there, and thank you for listening, calling, and being here. And I hope you are rocking your Monday with a cup of coffee. I have my French roast is right in my hand, and now we're going to talk about what I think is just so cool. I am so into past lives right now, and reincarnation, especially think about it. I started that Friday, and the weekend was all about that for several religions. And you know what's so crazy? I saw on television last night Constantine. If anybody has watched that movie, it's a little scary, and I was like amazed. I think I've seen it before. And I think it's Keanu Reeves, I'm not sure, who plays Constantine, but it was interesting on the take of the angels in that movie. I'd love to know who wrote that. I think Angel Gabriel was not behaving herself. So if anybody has seen that movie, it's pretty interesting. I am going to rewatch it because I can't even believe they put something like that on. Anyway, it was really cool and very interesting, and we are going to talk about reincarnation and about past lives. Certainly you can't rock past lives unless you believe in reincarnation. Many religions from all over the world, all over the universe, I'm sure, believe in reincarnation. I don't know too many that don't, but if you don't, you have to choose what you want to believe yourself. But it is so unbelievable what I have been able to bring out. And I even read an article that said that mediums and psychics shouldn't be talking about past lives because they don't do you any good. But that is a naysayer as far as I'm concerned, because I believe in karmic threading. And if we can find out what and how the phobias we have, the fears that we have, deep-seated, that you might not understand in this lifetime, and I think we touched on it Friday, that you might be bringing in from past experiences, not in this lifetime, but in your last lifetime. And what they're saying about that is, if you're bringing them in this lifetime and you don't conquer them and you don't release the fear, which sometimes has to be going into like hypnotherapy and past life rethreading, then you're going to bring them with you in some way into the future lives that you have. So that's what I think is really cool about going into your past life. It's so neat to see who you've been, what you've been, and really bringing pieces of your soul back in. But the real truth is that it can help heal family feuds, it can heal phobias, and it can heal fears. And that's why there are people out there that do karmic, ancient karmic de-threading. So I brought one on to the show. I'm hoping to bring her back. It is the McNabs. He's a exorcist, and she is a intuitive medium, and her big forte is karmic threading and releasing your karmic thread from your soul, from past lives, ancient times. And I'll give you an example, because some people say, what are you talking about? Here's what I am talking about. And Brian Weiss so readily told us in his book, his groundbreaking book 30-some years ago. I think it's Dr. Brian Weiss, if I brought too many numbers in there, but I'm going to say it's got to be over 30 years ago, with many lives, many masters. One of his patients had a fear of, I think it was water, but she never, didn't go in the pool. She never was drowned. She didn't have any childhood experience in drowning in a lake. She wasn't on a boat that overturned. They couldn't figure it out. But when she went into hypnotherapy, and back in the 60s and 70s, that was big. So he regressed her hypnotherapy just because that was a thing. And she went all the way back into ancient times and told him things that he really took a peek at but didn't believe. But then he started looking them up in the history books and history. And there was no way this girl with her education and where she came from would have known this. But it turned out that she drowned in her one of her past lives and was had a terrible fear of water. So when he regressed her back and he cleared that up, she was no longer afraid of water, but there were many fears that she had. Read the book, because it's pretty interesting. So that's what I mean about fears and phobias. I know my dad had a fear of snakes. I mean, think about it. He lived in the city. How many snakes got him? You know, I mean, I can't even tell you, that man ran from even little worms. So you wonder what happened. He was never bit by a snake. He never saw anybody bit by a snake. He wasn't around snakes, but he was deathly afraid of them. Unfortunately, my daddy is in spirit, or fortunately for him, unfortunately for me. And, you know, I'm sure he knows now why he was afraid of snakes. But back then, we just didn't even think about that. So a lot of times people, even in, you know, people who would never think that they are touching on metaphysics, go to hypnotherapists. They go to lose weight. They go to fear of airplanes. They go for all kinds of things. And this can be rooted in your past life. What I love also about astrology is you can see in your north and south node who you've been and what you're here to work on. So when I'm going to link that right now, from past lives, if you're coming and reincarnating and you're coming back, you're usually coming back, unless you got a free pass and you just want to work on something your soul needs. So in that chart, it tells you what you've been, which usually tells you, it definitely tells you in your astrology chart what you're here to work on. And usually if you can see what you're here to work on, you can start to piece together the life that you have. And it actually makes it easier to, if you've got a tough chart, if you've got a tough life, to see why you chose that, what you're here to work on. And know once you do work on those apparent things that you're here for, that you will no longer, if you do address them, bring them with you into the next soul incarnation. Now, the really crazy thing is, and I'm going to ask all of you, do you, anybody here and is listening, have an affinity for a certain culture or part of the country but don't live there? So a good example, I'm going to give it to you, would be, I love Ireland. I say I love Ireland, but I've never been there in this lifetime. So I just see the big rolling hills, I see the castles, and I really love that brogue, that Irish brogue. And if I had, I guess Italy also. So I have a couple places, but they're all in the same kind of area that I'm really drawn to. So think about it. Are you drawn to an area that your soul hasn't been to in this lifetime, or has been? You go visit and you think you're home. I have a friend, and I hope she's listening. She's an empath, a clairvoyant, and a very, very good medium. Her name is Brooke, and she went to Egypt. She did a big Egyptology trip. And the minute she got at a certain place in Egypt, she felt like she was home. Not in every place, but one particular part. And she knows when she from past lives that she's been a scribe somewhere, and she had such an affinity for this area. She knew that somewhere, somehow, some lifetime, she had been there. So think about it. If you have an affinity for Polish food, but you're not Polish, you never ate it, and you know are Polish, that maybe you're bringing a piece of that. I'm Polish. I'm part Polish. That's why I brought it up. And I know I loved my Polish food came in through my teenage years. My dad was very best friends with a man, Mal Linowski, who had died early on. But he had a catering business that used to bring us food. So I know that, and that's why I used it. So if you have a Polish affinity for something, a German affinity for something, any type, a Spanish affinity for something, but you're not that, or you're not there, or you don't know why, usually you can probably assume, and I hate the word assume because they say, you know, we shouldn't use the word assume, but I am going to use it, that one of our past lives and recently, that our soul is bringing in a piece of that memory. Now, I do have to tell you, since we're talking about that here, it also, you might also know someone you can think of, little else, but getting dressed up and acting the part of something. So, you know, if you're ever in like Halloween or you belong to the Renaissance Society and you dress up and you know that you feel more comfortable in those clothes than you do in your own, and every weekend you go to these Renaissance fairs or you dress up as a vampire for a Halloween, but you find yourself just fascinated by them. Maybe you're from Transylvania. But these are past life imprints that come with your soul memory. And I love this because our soul is ourself. Our soul is spirit. Our soul is the energy we take here. And it's really interesting because I just also am going to talk, since I talked about the foreign cultures and spheres, how about your passions? Do you have a passion for books, art, antiques, fashion, gardening, theater, cars, trains, aircraft, the paranormal, or any number of things? Those could be a great indicator of what you're bringing in from a past life. I love clothes and fashion. I also know in the 20s I had been reincarnated, and I had a big fashion sense. That's all I'm going to tell you. So you can probably, do you have an affinity for weapons? You might have been a soldier or a, you know, a tribesman, or you might have been a fighter. You might have protected castles in the Ming Dynasty. I mean, just, it's so interesting how many things we can look back on and our soul has an affinity for, and we can't figure it out. It's usually from a soul imprint from past lives. I'm going to tell you that I looked up because I couldn't figure out, like, how do we come as energy and remember these? And we don't really remember. They're just imprints that we bring here, and it comes out in either fears, phobias, or passions. But they also say that we come as the same type, and which is really interesting because I never thought that. But it said 10%, when I've done the research, 10%, we only come as 10% of different sexes and different looks. So let's say you're female and you say, well, I always rocked a female energy. You don't always come as female, but you come at 90% of the time as that to work out things. So, which is interesting. Now, you know, they were going into that we have the same features we rock from lifetime to lifetime, even if it's different sexes, different statures. There's always something in those features that are there from our soul imprint. And people and theories and books have said that, how does that happen? And what they claim is that there's a soul energy template or hologram that we have, and we imprint it into the fetus before we actually take that human form. So they say, how can physical appearance remain the same from one lifetime to another, you could ask. And they say that the soul projects an energy template or hologram into the developing fetus, which tissue is shaped all around. So you're really molding that tissue shape, which makes sense if you think that we come in that to that physical body. It is so interesting that we would do that, because the energy template with one's genetic inheritance, which results in appearance, an individual who reincarnates or incarnates into a different race will have physical features of that race, but there'll be something that you see or you can relate to from that past soul imprint of who they 90% are. So it's interesting, because I've looked at pictures of reincarnated people and reincarnations of different sexes, different races, and even different species. And if you look at them, there's something, it's either the shape of the face, the nose, the eyes, that you can tell have that soul imprint of exactly that. So it's really something pretty, I mean, if you get heavily involved into this, beauty, they say that we're not always rocking the pretty or the not pretty here on this earth plane, because we all have things we need to learn. You can't learn everything if you are the beautiful princess, and you can't learn everything if you're the deformed pauper. So what they say is that each lifetime, whatever you are going to need your looks or appearance to take mold from, is how you shape your existence. But that you still bring in that soul imprint of what you look like. It's just molded in a different way. Same thing as body type. You don't come all the time thin. You don't come all the time heavy. But if you need each of those body types, you can mold the body type before you get here into what your soul needs to learn in this incarnation. So there are so many answered questions and things you can ask about reincarnations and past lives. The one thing that I love, because, you know, I like the lighter side of things, is soul imprints of people. So let's say, you know, you look at somebody or you meet somebody and you just feel you know them. I mean, what a great feeling that you just meet somebody and, oh, my God, now they're your best friend. We all can relate to that. And guess what? They might have been your best friend in the last life. Exactly the opposite of that. So if you meet somebody that you just immediately take a disliking to, most likely in a past life, you had that same feeling. And in this life, maybe you're here to take a different look on the situation, maybe heal that karmic thread. They might be the person you're here to work on. It might be that that person that you just seem to just rubs you the wrong way, no matter what they do, is to look at it differently. Hey, they came in with me in the soul incarnation to help me realize that anger and mistrust and frustration and jealousy don't serve me in this lifetime. So I'm just going to let it go, and I'm going to look at them in a different way. They're not going to irritate me anymore. I'm not going to let them choose that path with me. It's not easy, because, you know, we all meet people like that. But it's very easy to walk away. It's easy to confront them in love and light and say, hey, why don't we get along? What is going on here? The two of us, are we that different? We're both come together and meet in this lifetime for a reason. And maybe it's to work out your differences here than on the battlefield in three lifetimes ago. So remember that, and they might have been your best friend also in spirit that's trying to teach you tolerance. So please look at every situation with everybody you meet, because they were written into your soul, family, friend, and life, to teach you something here or to remind you of something here. I read the book, Five People You Meet in Heaven. It's really interesting, because if you thought about five people that you would want to meet, they weren't the people that this guy wrote about, and he was shocked to find out who was his first. He thought his wife would be first. It was actually a kid he bullied in the second grade. So if you can read that book, it's very short, it's really informative, and he tells them, he never thought of this kid. And, I mean, think about it. If you bullied somebody in the second grade when you're dying in your 60s or 70s or 50s, are you really thinking about him? You haven't seen him. But what you did to that person lasted that person's whole lifetime. And that's what this coming back and the five people you meet in heaven. He did get to meet his wife, by the way, at the end. But, you know, I still want you to read the book. Sorry. So, but it's interesting because I'm not going to tell you the next four he meets. But it shows you how to live your life, and it shows you how you can make an imprint on the smallest things that you say to somebody. So I know we all can't be perfect, or we wouldn't be here, or maybe we would all be here, and we'd be the billionaires, the happy with the big houses, and love everywhere, but I don't know that too many people have that. And when you make a statement to somebody, you know, just remember it can last lifetimes. It could be the difference between somebody living with an inferiority complex that you've created unknowingly most of the time, or somebody who's going to have a great life and feels very loved and very wanted. You see that in bullying in school. So just remember that we're all here to support each other in love and light and to learn lessons. And we can also think of what we're going to be next time. Because here's a good example again. So if you have an affinity to music, but you're tone deaf, but you swear you're going to sing, you love singing, you're going to sing in the shower, it might be a prerequisite of what you're going to do in your next life. So I'm hoping that's true, because I swear to everybody I'm coming back as Lady Gaga and Madonna, and not the meat dress or the, you know, or the pointy thing that Madonna wore around her breasts, but I am going to come back with that voice, with that star quality, and I'm going to sing. And so I'm going to project this out, and maybe in my next lifetime, everybody that comes with me, I will be a rock star. So if you have, again, an affinity for something, but you're not it now, it could be giving you a glimpse of what you're going to have. Because every minute that you live on this earth plane right now, you're creating your past. And you're looking towards your future. So now that I have talked just about enough, I am going to go to the phone lines and take 256. 256, you are on with Bonnie. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fabulous. How are you today?
Oh, I'm good.
Well, who am I speaking with?
Oh, my name is Kimberly. Forgive me.
Hi, Kimberly. You are on with me today, and I'd like to know where you're from.
I am calling from Tucker, Georgia.
Oh, how is Georgia? Is it nice? Do you are you having a musty day today like we have in Florida, or is it nice and sunny there?
Yeah, it's not. It's kind of foggy, kind of, I won't call it cold, but cool.
Well, can you please tell me what you are calling to ask me about, or were you just calling to talk?
No, I was calling to ask you about something.
Okay. I kind of knew that, but go ahead. I'm just playing with you, girlfriend. I'm playing with you on a Monday. So please go ahead and ask me anything you want, and we'll chat about it.
Okay. And thanks for that laugh. Anyway, My question is about, I made a decision to come home for the holidays in Alabama, and I don't know if the decision was correct. There are some things that happened here, especially with my grandmother, and some things that she's in a nursing home, and some stuff I don't agree with financially. I don't know if I should have come, and I just want to know if spirit says I did the right thing.
Okay, well, I got to tell you something because I didn't want to stop you if everybody else has heard you. I can't, you're breaking up back and forth. So I know, if you could just repeat that, I don't know if you're on a speakerphone or it's me. I'm not quite sure, but I hear myself, but I'm hearing you at every other word. So what you're saying, and this is what I'm interpreting, is that you went home for the holidays And then you said something about your grandmother, but I can't. The rest was a blur. So can you
hear me? Can you hear me better now? I took you off speaker.
Yes, I can.
Okay. What I was saying was, I made a decision to come home, and when I come home, usually, is it still breaking up?
I'm hearing you, so when it does, I'll ask you to repeat it. So, because I hate, you know, I hate to say that, but you are breaking up a little bit, so I don't know if you're on the move or you're in different parts of where you are. But go continue, because I'll be able to understand. You came home, and you didn't know if that's what you should have done. So go ahead.
Yeah. I don't know if that's what I should have done, because usually I'll stay with family, but this time I decided to stay in a hotel. And then I thought I was going to see my grandmother at a family dinner, and at the last minute, they didn't want to bring my grandmother, and that was disheartening. And I just wanted to know if that was okay. I mean, I just didn't feel good about it.
Yeah, what I'm hearing is, what I'm hearing from Spirit is this. They wanted you to see what was going on. So you actually are disillusioned for the right reason. You're disillusioned because they want you to see what is happening, and they want you to decide what you want to do, because I don't think it was right. I'm Spirit saying that you have an inkling, and actually an intuition, and actually probably you're psychic yourself. So what they're saying is, or they feel like you're very intuitive internally. So they brought you there because they wanted you to see what was going on within your family. I feel that you knew that to begin with, which is why you stayed in a hotel, subconsciously maybe. But there's something they want you to do with your grandmother, and I don't know if you know what that is. But they're saying that something isn't right, and that did you go to visit your grandmother in the nursing home?
Yes, I did.
And what transpired with that?
Well, the first thing that she said was she's never been so hurt before, because I was going to take her to church. She didn't want to go to church, but she wanted to come to the dinner. And at the last minute, my aunt said, there's not going to be, because she's in a wheelchair, that no one's going to be there to take her to the bathroom. And I didn't get that. So,
right.
Yeah.
Right, that wasn't right, and they're saying they want you to see that, and they want you to see that because they want you to see that your grandmother, one, needs some support. But is your grandmother real ornery?
Yes.
Okay. Because I think that's part of the reason they didn't want her at the dinner, to tell you the truth. I mean, I'm hearing she's real ornery, and they just didn't want to be bothered is what I'm hearing. So the more ornery she is, the less they're going to want her around. But the more they don't want her around at certain times, the more ornery she's going to be. Because I feel like she feels like she's not, that nobody cares or loves her.
Exactly.
Yeah, and see, I'm feeling it. So they're letting you know in your spirit to know that if you don't show your grandmother that this a turnaround, meaning that there's probably a lot less you can do, but that somebody loves her. I mean, I still feel she's going to be ornery even with you, but I feel like she softens up with you. Is that true?
That's true.
Yeah. So you're going to be the one. They want you to know, Spirit wants you to know, that unless you start paying attention and maybe seeing her more or communicating with her more, she has no one who really wants to be in her life. And I don't feel that there should be a fight, because I feel like you want to tell everybody from that dinner how you feel. Am I right?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I believe you needed to go. I don't think you shouldn't go, but you can't force your will on others. So what you can do is talk to them and say, well, I don't think treated, so that you're not pointing fingers, treated grandmom right. She's in a nursing home. We don't know how much longer she'll be with us. Yes, she's ornery, and yes, she needs to get to the bathroom, but I would have done it. So I just want everybody to think about that, because I know she needs some extra love and attention, and I think she'd be less ornery. And if you put it like that to your family, I don't know that they'll change, but they'll think about it. And I feel like you're the change link. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. So, yes, you needed to come home. You can't run away. In fact, what I'm going to tell you is, and it was part of, you know, what I said this morning, if I made sense to anybody, but it's, you know, when we're faced with with something we're not really comfortable with, it's usually because change is coming, and we're at that crossroads, and we have got to make a change or a difference. Otherwise, we are going to possibly not go down the right road. So for you, yes, you needed to come home. Yes, you needed to see that. And now you should be changing. I feel from spirit what they're showing me is you should be more sympathetic, empathetic, and maybe keep in touch with your grandmother more and try to get your family in love and light to open their eyes and see what they did, but without accusing them. Do you understand?
Okay. Yes.
Okay, so you're on the right track, and I am really happy. I feel like you don't really want to be bothered. You don't want to have to be the medium in between. You don't want to have to show people how to act or behave. But again, I got to tell you that we lead with example, not by words. So if you keep in touch with your grandmother and they see that, they might start doing the same thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay. So, girlfriend, I want to thank you for stepping into somebody's life and for making a difference and for continuing with your grandmother to make a difference. Do you live far from her?
About an hour and a half.
Okay. So that's not a doable thing for you always, but I feel like you've not seen her for a while. Is that correct?
Right. It's been 3 months.
Okay. So I think if you can, and I don't know that you can, but look in your life. Do you call her? Can she speak on the phone?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And do you call her on the phone often?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Then just continue doing that, and maybe knowing that every few months, which you're doing, that if you if it's not a family function, that you can get up there and just talk, even if you went for an hour or went to eat with her or listen to her ornery self, that you make a difference in her life. That's what they're wanting you to see. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
Well, I hope that I hope you got some answers here, and I hope that you're a good person, you're a good soul and a good heart, and you don't like what you see. I could feel that. But you can't make people be what they aren't. You can only, like again, lead with example, and when you're talking to your family in love and light, it has to be not accusatory, because I feel like they won't be open to being told that they did wrong. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So right. Now you can only suggest. So I good luck, because you've got your work cut out for you, but only you can, you know. another thing I have to tell you is we're responsible for our own soul journey and our own soul path. We're not responsible for others. So when you saw that, the first thing you should think is, how am I going to make a change for her? Because it isn't right what I see. And you walk down your soul path and your soul journey, because you can't make other people walk that. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay, good luck, girlfriend.
All right.
And
Thank you.
I know you can do it. You're very welcome. Have a great day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hi, everyone. I am so happy that I had that call, because we all, and talking about walking our soul journey and our soul path. You know, so many people we see that don't do right in our families, especially. This one doesn't talk to this one didn't come, this one didn't invite this one. But we're only responsible for our soul path. But we can show by example, and we also can have discussions with those relatives and let them understand how you feel, but just don't put the burden on them. So I love that because it's not an easy walk, but it's one we have to do. Otherwise, we're going to be mad at the whole world, or they'll be mad at us. So everyone, I just want to start talking again. I want to see how Candy is doing, see if she has any questions from chat. Hi, Candy.
Hi, Bonnie. How are you today?
Oh, I am really good. I hope everybody understood what I was talking about this morning. It just it was flooding from one spirit was downloading from one to the next. So I hope that I made sense, or that some sense was made.
Yes, you did. It's very interesting, all the information you provided today.
I know. Well, you know, I've got so much of it, but I don't resonate with some of it, so I am going to throw it out there because I've done research. But I want to always stay on the lighter side. But it's really interesting about people and features. I mean, if you would see the features, they had a horse. And the person reincarnated from being an animal life to being a human life, and you could see the face. It looked exactly like it. So
it was really interesting.
Yeah, only very few people go from one species to the next. And what's really interesting is that if you always resonate with being a girl, you usually 90% of the time come as that that sex. What's interesting is when you don't, and the features you can bring in, because like they say that if you're always a girl and you have to come in as a gentleman, and your soul imprint is of a girl, you might come being more feminine for that boy. It's same thing with a girl. If you're always used to being a boy and you come in to rock a feminine quality, or a feminine life, you might carry a tomboy or more male features with you. So it's really, really interesting how they talk about where our soul imprints are. So I'm hoping that they let me on the subject for a while, but I think I'm going to stick with one at a time because they keep flooding things in, and I just keep blurting them out, but I want to make sense and have people understand what I'm talking about. But how are you? Did you have a good holiday?
Yes, we had a very quiet holiday. It was quiet, and we spent time with each other, and I guess that's what counts.
Well, good. I'm going to take the next caller. I just wanted to say hello, and please, everyone in chat, if you have any questions, I will take questions from chat, and Candy will get on and tell me, unless I can see them. Hi, Texas. I see you, girlfriend. So I will be right back. I am taking 808. 808, you are on with Bonnie. Hi.
Hi, Bonnie. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. I have to say, Constantine is one of my favorite movies.
Well, first, who am I talking to? Because you and I are going to talk. Because that scene with Gabriel, and he's my archangel. I mean, and they had her as a girl. But okay, so who am I speaking with?
My name is Talisha.
Hi, Talisha. I'm so happy that you are listening and called in, because it's really weird that I just picked that Constantine up last night. It was like I just passed it, and my husband said, oh, this is Constantine. It's a great movie. And I said, who? And then I started watching it with all the, you know, but what I don't understand, and I'm so happy I have you on because I'm going to have to watch the movie, is how did he... Was he one of those half things, or what was going on with Constantine? And did the girl and him ever get together?
I don't know if they actually did. They kind of left that part out of the movie, but he died and came back. So that left him with some gifts, apparently.
Okay.
He was trying to buy his way in heaven with those gifts.
Oh, okay. So it was a really cool movie. I did like it, and I am going to watch it again. But I'll tell you, the scene I came into, I mean, I did a little bit before. The scene I came into is Gabriel. I mean, how did they depicted angels like not loving humans. So, and then at the end, she was like, and I always thought Gabriel was a guy angel because I always make him my guy angel. But and they have healing, you know, Gabriel's a healer. And then she said, oh, you made the right choice. So maybe, you know, then I thought, well, maybe she was testing him to see if he was really worthy to get into heaven. Of course, I don't believe any of that, but, you know, I do believe we all. Go ahead.
Gabriel's whole thing in the movie was Gabriel felt that people needed to be, they needed to really prove themselves because they were so easily forgiven by God. And so they really needed to prove themselves to be able to get into heaven. So if they unleashed hell into the world, people would really have to do something major to get into heaven. Like it wouldn't just be so easy for them. And so, she was testing him. And I also think for Gabriel, they chose a woman, but she was still always very unisex. Like,
yeah,
you couldn't really tell if it was a woman or just a really feminine guy. So I think that was their goal with the angels there.
Okay, you know what? I'm just assuming when I saw her, she looked a little androgynous. She's a pretty girl, though, or a pretty guy, whatever it was. But, oh, I'm glad you called. Well, can I help you this morning?
Any questions? I have a question. Let me see. I might have to go. What? What is it?
I was going to say, I'm just glad, if you just want to talk, that's fine with me too. It is a talk show. So I do love that you brought up Constantine because I knew somebody out there would know what I was talking about and I wasn't just sure who it was. And it's funny because I saw your number and I was looking at the board and you hadn't had your hand up. And I said, 808, I bet you it's them. And then you called and put your hand up. So, I mean, then I saw your hand up. So either it wasn't there and I didn't see it, or you did put your hand up because you wanted to tell me. But it's interesting. I knew there would be somebody that would talk about the movie Constantine, which is interesting because, I believe, and if you read Mark Anthony's book, and I'm so into the spirit world, that we all are at different frequencies. So depends on what your life gives you. And how you choose to live, it depends on, you know, what frequency you're going to be at going there. So, you know, the people who don't do good or the people like those, you know, we don't believe in hell. So the people who aren't good and don't rock a great life here, they go on a lower frequency. And they have to work themselves up to a higher frequency, which, you know, in itself could be bad. So that's So what were you saying?
I've been working on trying to upgrade my frequency lately, so that's true. I'm also thinking, you talked about past lives, and I think that it might be a good idea for me to go and get past life regression. It's always really hard for me to pick someone to do something like that, because I want it to be a good session, so I don't know anyone personally yet that does it.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what, because a lot of times, you know, you can, so many people do it, but I really believe that especially for past lives, and it could take a while, that you need to be present with that person. I have plenty of people that I know that could do it for you. But I don't know, they're not, you know, some are in the UK, some are here. But the best way to start researching it, now, you know, Dr. Brian Weiss is the one that started this whole revolution. I'm certainly he didn't discover it, but he brought it to light. So for me, that's a great thing that you can then from there, the guy Michael Newton, Dr. Michael Newton, PhD, he started a big industry. and he taught people how to do it. So you can actually go to the Michael Newton Institute online and look in your area and see who's doing it, and then find out reviews, talk to, you know, see if they'll give you any references. But that's what I would do if I were you. Certainly, you know, are you wanting to learn past what your past life is because of fears and phobias that you have?
Yes, but also I want to know.
I want to know. Well, I'll tell you, I couldn't do it because I'm just ADD and I couldn't go into that deep. But what I did find was a couple of my spirit guides very quickly, and that was really interesting for me. And so a good one will actually show you how to find your spirit guides who help take you through. And that's what I love. Are you metaphysical?
Yes.
Ah, felt it, girlfriend. So do you have, I don't think you'll have any trouble going under. And I think that you'll find out that you rock a lot of princess energy. That's what I feel, but not the kind of princess energy I rock, because I think I could be like, you know, I could be one of those giving orders kind of things. You are more like the feeling that I'm getting your aura is that you ran, that your people, you were part of your people. So I believe that you, and you were a great spiritual healer is what I feel. So one of your lifetimes, you'll probably find out that you did a lot of spiritual work with healing. So that would mean either through your area or through certain people that you were either like a medicine woman or a medicine shaman. Because I can feel that helping quality. In fact, if I wanted to say what I think you should be in this lifetime, which you might not be, it would be in the healthcare profession. So, I'm not, you know, go ahead. Why are you laughing?
Because I, you know, ever since I was a little kid, I always thought, oh, I want to be in the healthcare field. And if I got older, I went into medical assisting school because I thought, oh, God, I couldn't be a doctor. I really don't want to go to college that long. That's ridiculous.
Honey, you are in the healthcare profession. You are.
Right?
I'm so,
but
I'm,
like when you're younger, you only look at the healthcare profession, or I did, as like Western medicine, like doctors and nurses. And as I've gotten older, I've expanded that to spiritual healing and things of that nature. And so I feel I want to learn shamanism. That's something that I've been working towards too. So
I guess I hit it up. Yeah, you know what? It's not me, it's spirit. They show me everything, so thank you. Though I'm really, really grateful. So I love that, and spirit, I thank you. But I do have to tell you, I can feel, I can even see, I feel like that you should be using, they're showing me crystals. I mean, and I don't work with crystals. I have them around me, but I feel like your energy and herbs, crystals, I can't, you know, the earth, I can feel what you should be doing. And Eastern medicine and Western medicine, you'll hear me, I'm not one kind of girl. I love combining them. And you'll hear me when I talk about, you know, illness and sickness and chakras, that you have to rock. I don't believe in rocking one without the other. So because I'm a nurse, so when I go into disease, I'm going to want you to go get checked out. But then when you get that either clearance and you're still not better, or that you get the right treatment, you can then combine it with Eastern medicine. So I love what you do. You actually combine. And I feel like you go very, very deeply into meditation, that you have no problem going into meditation. And do you read cards?
Yes, I do.
Oh, I can see them. I can see them. Why do you not? Do you do it for a living, or do you do it as do you do it for your? I feel like you.
I do sometimes.
Yeah, because I feel like that's a big. Maybe I see the crystals on a table that you have with cards. So I feel like you should do the work. What kind of do you work with? They're showing me a certain kind of card, and I want to say you can read any cards you want, but they're showing me, and I'm hearing animal cards.
Animal God, it's so funny right now.
What'd you say?
I do. I have a deck of animal cards, and let me tell you how I got these cards. I was driving down the street one day in Tennessee, and I saw this fox on the side of the road. Never seen one in Tennessee. I'm great. And I saw one, and it was...
I can't hear you, so I wonder if it's mine or yours, but I'm not getting any.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I don't know, because you're breaking up and out, so it's really crazy. So, because I love what you're saying, so if you don't hear me talking, then assume I don't hear you, because you know me talking.
Okay, I can hear you, but can you hear me? I'm trying to move the phone around a little bit. I think maybe that's better.
Okay.
Okay. So, I was driving down the street in Tennessee one day, and there was a fox just standing there beside this barber shop. I've never seen it in Tennessee.
Wow.
I've never seen it. And a couple of days later, I was online on this site called Listia.com, and there was a deck of cards that had a fox on it, and I thought, I have to have those cards.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I was gotten them, and I do. I love them. I just did a reading with them the other day for myself, and they just, I don't know. I don't have any problem connecting with any cards, but Oracle cards are a little bit easier for me for some reason. I tend to overthink everything. So,
well, this is what I'm going to tell you, because maybe that's why they're showing me the cards. Oracle cards are fabulous. They really talk for themselves. So you're just putting in your intuition with the card meaning. But what they're showing me about these cards is that you're really intuitive and psychic. And so what you have to do is start using the ability without question. So they want you to use these cards and start reading. Take your brain out of them. Let spirit come through and start doing these readings. Because I feel like you do them for yourself a lot more than anybody else. Am I right?
Yes.
Okay. So just start having some fun. You don't have to start selling yourself or selling the readings or anything like that at this point. But you are going to get to the point where I feel like you're going to use cards, crystals, and herbs. And the herbs are going to be, and I see candles also, so I don't know why, but all those have to be a combination. And maybe you'll start, maybe it'll be where you are doing your readings or helping people or... you know, shamanism has a lot of herbs in it. So I believe that all of these are coming for you. If you don't have them now, and I feel like you do, start putting them together and using them in a different way. So you are really, really, just don't double guess yourself. Start doing your readings for fun. Just start throwing the cards. Just say, hey, because most people, another thing that I have to tell you is if when you start out, and I know that you're way past the starting out point in your spiritual growth, but not in your coming out of the spiritual closet, I don't think. So kind of what you got to do is, and I always tell people this, you're right, the oracle cards are a lot easier, especially if they're angel oracle cards, because people always relate to angels. People always relate to animals. There are two ways to get through people and people who aren't attuned to spiritual or, you know, or the metaphysical world. But everybody's going to love animal cards. Everybody's going to love angel oracle cards. And then once you get that and you start really getting people asking, well, can you tell me what my cards are? And can you tell me? You're going to start doing this on the side for readings if you haven't really gotten into it heavy.
Yeah, okay. I completely agree. I do it sometimes, but then I step back from it.
Because I think you're scared. I don't think you're scared of the metaphysics. I think you're scared of yourself. I don't know why I said that. That's from spirit. So, yeah, I can feel your aura, and you're really, really, I feel like, I got to tell you, you've got some ancestral background involving all this. So I don't know. I kind of feel it's like maybe two generations back, maybe your great-grandmother, because I see a great-grandmother that had this ability. And I don't think she told many people. They're saying that this woman walked softly but carried a big stick. So, you know, that's a saying, and I'm not sure why, but I don't know. I feel like she has a lot of this ability, skipped a generation and came to you. So, I can't figure out if it's your great-grandmother and your grandmother, but I know your great-grandmother standing there shaking her head yes. So,
definitely my grandmother. I know that for sure.
Yeah. So I think she would find out that her mother had it too. So, you're just really, 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 in that line for this, and you're actually going to spread out your knowledge more than they did. Although I believe that a lot of people watched out what your grandmother or great grandmother said. If she said mm-hmm. something, they took it. Literally.
Oh, yeah.
So that you need to carry on. I feel like maybe you are afraid that you won't have as much gift or that you won't be able to command that kind of spirit. But I am going to tell you that the more you throw yourself into this, the heavier and more gifts will come out in healing, in helping, and in being. I don't know why I said that. That's just what they said to me to tell you.
Can I ask a question about that?
Of course.
I recently go to this place. There's a place here that I just love to go and meditate. I fell in love with it the first time I saw it. And I go there and I get this really intense dizziness now, and there was a time I just kind of decided to just kind of close my eyes and see where it went, why I was feeling that way, and I could see this woman that was there, like in my mind, and I'm like, okay, I don't really do seeing, spirits or anything like that. Was I hallucinating that?
No, I have a spirit here with me as the minute you said that. And I feel like the person that you're seeing there, and that I started getting that really bad nauseous feeling when you told me. So I can feel you. And the thing is, I think that if you would have gone a little deeper, I think you kind of pull yourself out and you aren't sure what's happening, but what it is it the same person that comes every time that you've been there?
I don't know. That was the first time I decided to try to close my eyes and just see what I felt and what would come, because I was there with someone else, and we were there at nighttime, and it was really kind of late, like 12 o'clock, and they kind of freaked out. They were like, oh my God, I've never felt like this before here. I think we should leave. And that
sparked my curiosity. And so now I'm like, I don't want to leave. I want to know what it is that you're feeling, because they're not into metaphysics like that.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I think it freaked them out because that woman around you, they could feel but not see, and they could, you know how you feel like if you walk into a room, whether, I mean, I can, so I don't, and I always assume everyone else can, that it's either like you want to be there or you don't want to be there. This person put out that feeling for this person, but you didn't feel that way, did you?
I just always feel I get lightheaded and a little dizzy. And I just kind of had to sit down for a second, and then I decided to just stand there and close my eyes and just breathe, because I think that's another problem that I have, is breathing properly.
Yeah, I do too. So go ahead. In fact, I don't breathe half the time, but go ahead.
And it did. It started to lift, and I could just stand there, and it was like I was deciphering what it was I was feeling, because I just felt like someone was trying to
make contact with you.
Right. And so I didn't know what else to do but to just try to calm down, because I think that may have been the issue before freaking out about why I was feeling that way.
Yeah, somebody was trying to make contact with you. Remember, you're open. So spirit, anytime that they see someone open, always wants, if they're trying to give a message, or they don't want you to be somewhere, or they do want you to be somewhere, or, you know, it just depended on how you felt about this. I believe that it's really, if you go somewhere, I call it looping energy. The spirit really isn't there, that it's looping, unless it is a true spirit that is there. Very many times it's what we call looping energy, because spirits leave imprints here on Earth, and you just feel their spirit energy. I don't feel like it was... Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I don't feel it was anything dangerous. I feel like you walked into some looping spirit energy, and I think that... had you tapped in a little further, you would have seen that. Spirit, the energy was open to you, but you were wanting to shut that down. So the next time you're ever in that situation, I would say, who are you and what do you want? And normally, if you don't hear anything and you just see somebody, it's looping leftover imprint energy. If it's a spirit, I don't feel it's your spirit guide, because the first thing that came to me that they made me feel is that your spirit guides are trying to get a hold of you. And I don't feel like that was the case in this situation. But do you talk to your spirit guides?
Sometimes I do. I think they're constantly laughing at the things that I say, but I do talk to them.
Okay. Well, you know what? You need to ask them, because they're looking, they're wanting some more communication so that they can show you and teach you better. So when you meditate, go and talk to your spirit guides. I always find, like, I talk to mine. I used to draw them to a place, so I always drew them to water, which was the beach. And I asked them to walk with me. And then I kept seeing that scene every time I meditated. And then they got used to, and I got used to going right to them. So try picking a place that you want to meet them at and ask them what they want you to know and what they want to inform you of. They have information for you.
Is that why I'm always like, when stuff has been going on lately, I want to drop everything, and I just want to go get in the ocean, no matter what.
Well, water does conduct energy. It's a conduit for energy. You saw the movie Constantine. So if they're going to make spirit contact with you, and you feel like you're always wanting to be in the water, you don't have to actually be in the water. Remember, he said that was the crash course. You have to see the water. So you can actually... go pretend you're swimming in a pool or the ocean and pull your spirit guides in.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Well, I hope you got some good information, and it's a good thing I had extended the show today. Isn't that interesting? Because, you know, I'm going to do it 90 minutes on Monday and Friday, but nobody's used to that. So you got to talk to me a lot longer. And I'm so happy because you are really, really being guided. You're going to do some pretty fabulous things. Step into your embrace what you are and how you use it. Also, you need to stay in the Western medicine side also. But I feel like in a matter of a few years, you're going to be really, really into the shamanic energy healing talents.
You know, my cousin was just diagnosed with a cancer that's inoperable at this moment. And so we've been looking into just natural treatments for her because it's going to be like, I guess the main thing that could help her, terrain modification and things like that. So I'll definitely, I won't have a choice but to get more into.
And I feel like Reiki would be really good for you. So start learning some Reiki and help your cousin.
Okay. I will do that too.
Good. And let us know. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say for what you said about the looping energy that, yeah, I definitely felt that there was some looping energy, that there are a lot of women and children there. And I felt like the lady that was there was just, she just was wanting to, she just kind of telling everybody, you know, come on, like she was afraid of everybody being right there in that spot. Where I go and do my meditation, it used to be like a safe area on the island where people would go if there was war. It was like the place of refuge that they would go. But then there was a big war where that place of refuge was no longer that, and they were attacked there. And I just felt like she was just afraid for me being down there in that area, and she was trying to get me to come.
But that was what
I saw her doing.
Yes, you were absolutely watching looping energy, and you are very open, and don't be afraid. You can control your gift. All you need to do is talk to them. If you don't like something or you're being afraid of it, ask spirit to take it away. No, I don't want to see this. Yes, I do want to learn more about this. You're in control of your life, but you're very open. And I am so excited because I see like, oh my goodness, if I told you what I saw, I see these like medicine sticks and they're being shaken, like old ancient medicine sticks, and they're long painted all around, which means to me that you come from a long line of healers. So shamanic healers. So please let me know how things are going, and I'm so excited for you, girlfriend. Call us back, and then you can give me a card reading on air. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Bye. Hi, everyone. I only have a few minutes. Well, I only have 11 minutes. I am going to tell you what's coming up on Friday with me, and then I'm going to end the show. But I do want to let you know that we will continue the past lives. We're going to get into a little lighter situation. So if you want to call in, talk about past lives. If you want to know what soul imprint and energy and karmic threading is, we're going to get into all of that. I am going to save all of the holographic and insights into personality traits and things that do come through. I resonate with some of them, and other ones I have to take a different slant on. So just give me a second. I'm going to give you all the options, but we're going to continue Friday, and then we're going to get into all kinds of metaphysical fun. So please join me Friday again. with Bonnie, Bonnie, and Bonnie. It's, and I love hearing that with, wrap up your week. So tomorrow, please stay tuned. See what guest is coming on with me. And have a great evening and have a great day. And thank you for joining me, and thank you for staying with me, and thank you for calling in and chatting with me, and thank you for appreciating the show. So have a great day. Bye-bye.